Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, in with Greg Pickle, and it's time for Ask Greg, brought to you by DraftKings. And this Sunday will truly be a Sunday like no other. This weekend's major golf tournament, along with pro and college football, no shortage of action. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of the action with so many different ways to make it rain. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. Celebrating Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover you with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover you up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is time for Ask Greg. Send us your questions through the app. If you don't have the app, download it now. Just search on Keystone Sports in your app store. You could also email me with your questions at info@ksnsports.net. Best question, as deemed by Mr. Greg Pickle, we'll get the KSN polo shirt. And guess what? Next week, Greg, we have a new, really interesting prize that we'll announce later this week. All right? You ready for these questions?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. Let's start with a good friend of the show, Steve from Potomac, Maryland. Steve's got lots of questions. I'm going to give you all four questions in a row here. Steve says, given the consistent problems the pass defense has since Pry has been there, is it time for him to go? Clifford appears to be damaged beyond repair. Will Franklin get a transfer quarterback since there doesn't appear to be a playoff caliber quarterback on the roster? Do you agree that Franklin doesn't do himself any favors with the fan base when he continually flirts with other offers to get more money? Most probably, we don't think it is worth $5 million to get our ass kicked at home to Maryland. And who is on the short list to replace Franklin? I would say there's a common theme in all of Steve's questions. He's not happy with the coaching staff or the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't see Penn State firing anyone this offseason, to be honest with you. Does that mean people might move on? People might move on, sure. But you know, Jim, they're already facing a $70 million shortfall this year. I believe that's the number that Sandy Barber has put out in recent weeks. And it's not going to make things any better if you're also paying a bunch of buyouts on top of that. So I would be not overly optimistic, Penn State fans. I mean, maybe they make one change or two changes involuntarily, but I think if you have staff move this offseason, it's probably going to come via guys leaving for jobs elsewhere. I could be wrong, but I understand the question. I just think you have to keep in mind the financial ramifications of all of this. But, you know, to the point of Brent Pry, he probably does escape some criticism quicker than other coaches on this staff, and he probably has for a couple of years now. But Penn State's had some very good defensive. They never had maybe an elite unit, but they've had some very good defenses. The one problem that they've never been able to fix, of course, is this issue with the secondary. And, you know, they've struggled to get that one big stop when they need it over the course of the Brent Pry era. And that's one, you know, one of the major criticisms of his defense is that it's kind of bend but don't break, and in the biggest moment it's broken far too often. So you know, again, I think that one thing that is, everyone mad, everyone wants people fired, and I get it, but I think you got to keep a couple things in mind. One, that James Franklin is loyal and he's not going to go make changes just because. And secondly, when it comes down to the dollars and cents of it all, you know, I don't know how much this athletic department can add to its expenses this year. And if you're firing guys, they're probably going to be owed some kind of a buyout. So I think you need to keep that in mind as well.
And I understand the frustration of the Penn State fans. I'm frustrated here, too. It's not pretty to watch these performances. But I'm not sure who you can replace James Franklin with. Take out the obvious, you know, the Nick Sabans and the Dabo Sweeneys. And, you know, Steve actually brought up Urban Meyer, Matt Rhule, and Luke Fickell. But you're not going to get Matt Rhule out of the NFL. I don't think Urban Meyer's coming out of retirement. You're paying James Franklin a lot of money. And candidly, I'm not sure there are very many candidates who are better than James Franklin. And remember, Fickell had a shot at Ohio State, and things didn't go well there. So there's no guarantee with any of these folks. All right, let's move on. Next question is Aaron from Houston. Aaron is feeling very generous here, Greg. He says, Greg, I'm going to give you a mulligan on your initial Penn State record prediction. But after three games, what's your revised record prediction for this Penn State football team?
That is a good question. I'm at 3-5 at this point, Jim. It was hilarious. I was looking at the record predictions of all the media members during the predictions from all the media folks during the preseason. It's like, whew, were we wrong? Wow. I have them beating Nebraska, Rutgers, and Michigan State with losses against Iowa and at Michigan. Iowa doesn't look good. Maybe that's a win. Michigan on the road, perhaps it's a win. I don't know. Maybe this weekend's a loss. I'm probably giving Penn State – I think we just seen enough of the James Franklin program and the era, Jim, that you should – I just have a hard time believing he's not going to find a way to get this thing going in the right direction. But, you know, again, there's a lot of problems here starting with both lines, and I think that that's going to be something that's tough to fix. And when it goes – when you go into this weekend, Jim, my question is, are these guys ready to play – Penn State, and is Nebraska ready to play? And is Nebraska going to use this as a rallying point, or are they out on Scott Frost at this point? And obviously people think that Penn State players are out on James Franklin. I don't know if I believe that, but you know, I've read enough about Nebraska to think that could be true about Scott Frost and the Huskers. So it's an interesting weekend, that's for sure. Penn State, again, they have a lot to fix. So I'm at 3-5 heading into that crossover game, Jim, with whoever they would draw out of the West. We'll see. But, man, I tell you what, it amazes me that all the predictions we made before the season have been so stunningly wrong.
What amazes me, and this is the first time I really looked forward on the schedule, and Nebraska, Michigan State, Iowa, and Michigan are all very winnable and very losable games based on what we've seen so far. And, I suspect right now the thinking is Rutgers would give them a better game than they typically do. So it will be interesting going forward with this season. All right, next up, Greg, is Kevin from South Plainfield, who says it was painfully obvious that Clifford was missing on his passes. Many were behind the receivers. For a while, he was overthrowing them, giving the coaching staff the benefit of the doubt and assuming they didn't see these things in the game. Don't you think that the staff should make a move at quarterback if this trend continues, regardless of how they think the backup will perform?
I think personally, and I might take this question in a little bit of a different direction, but personally, Jim, let me just throw this out to you. And this isn't really answering the question, but that's the way I want to go with this anyway. How many unsuccessful series, and I will term unsuccessful series ones that either amass less than 30 yards and or don't end with points, how many of those will you give Sean Clifford at Nebraska before you feel like the plug has to be, a change has to be made no matter what? I think I would go with 3. What about you?
That sounds about right. But here's my take on this too, Greg, which may be a little bit different and may take it a different way. I think it's really important to clarify, you know, the way Kevin asked the question, his last sentence is, regardless of how the backup will perform. Well, it's pretty important how the backup performs, you know? And when I talked about pulling Sean Clifford at halftime, I wasn't saying you're benching him forever. You're now making Will Levis your starting quarterback. I'm saying you needed to do something different because Sean Clifford wasn't getting the job done. Let's see if Will Levis gives this team a spark. If Will Levis comes in and you see something good from him, keep him in the game. If he doesn't perform well, let's say it was Will Levis who came in and fumbled, which was a scoop and score. All right, maybe you take him out after that and bring Sean Clifford back in. But I think it's unfair that, you know, Sean Clifford performs so poorly and there's no repercussions to that.
Yeah, agreed.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I there's no argument to be made there, Jim. And you just wonder, I mean, I can't help but think maybe Penn State thought they had something in Will Levis, and then he went and did what he did at Ohio State, and maybe they just soured on him after that. Maybe he's not performing in practice either. We don't know. We don't get into practice anymore because of COVID, so I can't even give you that answer at this point. So I don't know. I have a hard time believing, Jim, that they felt like that the best solution for this Penn State team at that moment was to forge on with Sean Clifford continuing to lead the way. But that's what they did. So that's all we're left to evaluate at this point. And it was questionable. So, you know, again, if they feel that strongly that Will Levis isn't the guy for them, and if Sean Clifford is going to keep playing like this, I hate to get too far ahead of things, Jim, but if that's really how they feel, which we don't know that, but we can start drawing some conclusions and we'll be able to draw more as the season goes on. That's how they feel, man. They got to start looking at the portal, the transfer portal. I mean, obviously guys go into that thing for a reason, but I don't know. If you don't trust your backup quarterback enough to come in and replace a starter who at one point was 6 of 20 at halftime and had multiple string together incompletion runs, then what are we talking about here? So they got a lot to figure out, obviously.
Well, I know I'm taking away from Ask Greg time, but you know, you mentioned about them not giving Will Levis another chance because of what happened in the Ohio State game. He was in for two plays, for those who need a reminder. One, the first one, there was a delay of game. I hardly think that's all on Will Levis. You know, if it's a third and short situation and you knew you were going to use Levis, that should have been able to happen quickly. That's at least halfway on the coaches, if not totally on the coaches. And the other mistake was he had a fumble. Well, if you're using one mistake on one play as the reason not to play the guy, I'll name you a lot of other players who don't belong on the field either. So I think if that is the issue with Will Levis, you're judging him a little bit too fast and unfairly, is my belief. So yeah, like you said, if you have no confidence in the guy, you know, send him home.
Yeah, that's kind of where it's at this point, Jim. So I don't fully understand some of the decisions that have been made this year. I don't fully understand how some of these guys have not developed and were highly regarded recruits. And again, I mean, it's summed up like this, Jim. Not a good football team right now because a lot of guys at a lot of key positions just aren't performing.
That is exactly it. And I hate to say it, Greg, but if you had one area as a problem, you'd focus on that. But if every area has a problem, you got to look to the coaching staff and what are they doing. All right, that's it for Ask Greg. Stick around. Quarter number four, we're going to start to look forward towards Nebraska.
This Sunday, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet, they cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.